Hello?
Dad, hold on.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I forgot to mention you at noon today, a call that I had and a request that I think is worth your considering. I'm talking to Hobart Lewis, our mutual friend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I told him, he was, of course, so elated about the prisoners and so forth, and he, incidentally, the Reader's Digest is doing a takeout with an extensive one on Joe Alsop, who's talking about the bombing and how it was effective, you know, that sort of thing. Then, on the field of evidence over it, I said, well, this is one of the great stories. I said, it cannot be written yet. It will have to be wait until after all of them are returned. These men have done, the contribution that they've made is just enormous, and it's just a dramatic, emotional story. It could involve one, it could involve several, but it's a wonderful thing for the Reader's Digest. People love to read it. He, of course, totally agreed. I told him that you and I had been talking a bit about it and so forth. He would like to have Hanson Baldwin, whom, of course, you know, he'd like to sign him to begin doing the, I mean, to take the responsibility on preparing the materials for a story to not be finished, and of course nothing, of course, should be said until after all have returned on the 28th of March.
Fine, sir. I'd be happy to help.
I like the idea, and I told him that you would be willing to call, that you would cooperate, that I'm sure you would cooperate. Of course, as you know, the Digest will, they're just trying to help us on our side.
Oh, yes.
And what I would think is that Baldwin, of course, is partly responsible. You could have your people, or, you know, you could sort of give them a little feel of the whole thing. In other words, he could start collecting the material now and go all out on a very positive story about these Americans and their reaction to it all done and so forth. So I just wanted to alert you that if they call, which I presume they will, probably Lewis will call you himself in a couple of 3 days, we will have discussed it, and I think it's an excellent idea.
Yes, sir. That's just a fine idea. Yeah. I know Hanson Baldwin real well.
Sure.
And we'll get right on that, Mr. President.
Sure.
In fact, I'm keeping a summary of this thing now.
Great. Well, I know this, too, that as you realize, there are very few members of the press you can talk to on an off-record basis are going to blow it. But there, I emphasized to him, absolutely nothing could be leaked or said or anything about this. And, of course, a lot of it will get out in the press in its totality until after the 28th, but that there were things developing that couldn't be talked about now that could later. And so anybody you have can talk to Baldwin. As you know, he's totally secure. He never leak a thing.
I'll take care of it, Mr. President.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, fine. Bye.